Clancy Shank, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Your dream child, along with your partner, Marcus Spilson, is 07 Pub, and that dream child's now a reality and open. Yeah. Big congratulations to you.
Thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you.
So very briefly, how did you two come to share that dream in the first place?
I had been looking at that bar that had been for sale probably 4 or 5 months. He was in town for a wedding. Someone had told him about me looking at it. He reached out and said, let's take a look, and would you be interested in doing this with him, which I was. Kind of went through the whole process of buying a building and a property, and everything then just kind of snowballed. And
avalanched.
Yeah,
maybe.
Avalanched, and it all came together, and that's how the magic happened.
Were you in particular looking in the 07 neighborhood?
Yeah, that is actually what I was looking for. That bar went up for sale, and I started nosing around and looking at that. And then, so yeah, the 07 is where I wanted to be.
You are both third-generation Southside guys and restaurant experience as well on both of your parts. What kind of advantage has this afforded you in this journey?
So far, the advantage we've had, especially with Marcus's family, just the ins and outs of stuff that maybe you don't think about when you first start a restaurant or business. His family, words can't express how much from, you know, aunts and uncles to mom and dad helping.
That's the whole Spilson family.
The whole Spilson family. I mean,
legacy of Cafe Janelle.
Yep. And if you come into the bar, we have Cafe Janelle and his great grandpa who got the first liquor license in Allen County and now comes back to Marcus. His family has been tremendous. And then luckily, I worked for a locally owned family restaurant in Halls. And every single one of them have said, if you ever need anything, please reach out and help. And I have. I mean, you know, to Ben Hall and Jake Hall to Bud Hall. So the support is there.
That's fantastic. And the Hall family is Southside several generations too. So what a wonderful well reunion.
Yes.
And kind of remembrance.
Yes.
You're doing there at 07.
Mm-hmm.
From your perspective, really skirting all around that neighborhood, what do you think about the reputation 07 maybe acquired in the last couple decades, but also the 07 renaissance that's happening right now?
It's always been a close-knit community. You know, growing up there my whole life, you know your neighbors, and you know not only your neighbors, but maybe your neighbor's cousin who comes and visits once a year. You know, I think it's always been a strong community, and I think it's even getting stronger. And I think the pride that that zip code holds mm-hmm. makes it one of the best areas in town because of that. They take pride in the 07. They want it to succeed. They want businesses to come in. They want new neighbors. They want new people to come in. They want people to experience the greatness that is the 07.
Very good point. So you began this odyssey of your own pre-Broadway development and GE refurb. Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad you did?
Yes. I know Marcus has talked to the guy that's part of that GE project a couple times. He's talked to Rick Kenny over at the Clyde. We're excited to be a part of that. And when we first got this, we didn't know that was all going to happen. And now we're almost in the heart of that new Broadway corridor in Quimby Village. So we definitely embrace it and we're excited to be a part of it.
The neighborhood's excited to have you there, I know, too. And also, it had to be more affordable at the pre-growth prices, too.
Yes, we kind of thank our lucky stars on that one.
The Clyde Theater and the GE Complex, they are slated as destination venues, which is a pretty big deal mm-hmm. for Fort Wayne. Can that trickle down to the
Oh, we hope
pub?
So. We definitely hope so. The one thing we've noticed throughout this first month of business is, you know, everyone in the 07 was excited about it, but when you have people that say, I came all the way from New Haven or Leo, you know, we're just starting. We haven't even gotten into the advertising part of our business plan, and we're getting people just because they heard from someone here, and that's the great thing about the 07. They want other people to come. They're bragging about what great things we have, so come and take a look at it. And so me and Marcus look at it as, hey, every day is a day to show not only our business, but our community in the 07.
Strength in numbers goes both ways in your cases.
That's correct.
And that's a really, really good point.
We try to just make it great for everyone. And like I said, we want those people that come from the New Haven, the Leo, the out north, the out southwest to come in and feel how we feel about the 07. And the best way you can do that is, you know, good food, friendly service, and then make them happy. That's the key.
And you are ambassadors. That's absolutely right. And the more the merrier.
Yes, correct.
Okay, this has been DIY all the way. I really commend you on that. Did it go like you thought it would?
No.
Did anything go like you thought it would?
No. You know, I mean, it's an old building. I mean, it was built in 1924. One of the first weeks we started tearing a wall down, we found an original electrical inspection tag from September of 1924. I mean, we knew there was going to be some hiccups along the way. You know, there were many times where I thought Marcus was going to have a heart attack at a young age, but he handled it well. He did a great job with it. We get a lot of compliments about the inside. He 100% designed the inside. I'm lucky if I get up in the morning and wear a matching shirt and shorts, and he designed a whole bar. So he deserves 100% of that credit. Him and his mom designed it and did a fabulous job. Along the way, there were little hidden treasures. We found a complete tin ceiling underneath the drop ceiling.
Oh, that's great.
It was beautiful. We cleaned it and painted it, and it worked out real well. Underneath some plaster, we found old advertisement from probably the late 40s and a beautiful brick wall behind it. So there were some hiccups along the way, but also, like I said, some hidden gems. The end game, the end result, is exactly what we wanted and turned out great. So maybe it took a little longer, but at the end, the light was at the end of the tunnel and it was bright and it was great.
Good for you. And there was never a point that you thought truly that you weren't going to be able to open it?
No, there was never a point we didn't think it was going to get done. It did take a lot longer than we wanted, but we're here, we're open, and we're ready for business. So
sounds like you have understanding families as well, so that you could do whatever it took.
Yep.
Of course, with their help.
Yes,
even, so.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
So your soft opening was just about a month ago. How's business?
Business has been fantastic.
Better than you thought?
100 times better.
Oh my goodness.
The support started from the minute we opened. It's been unbelievable.
You're getting a draw from all over the neighborhood as well as it sounds like all over Northeast Indiana.
Yep.
Really, congratulations on having had your opening and being up and running.
Yeah.
It has to feel
Thank you.
Very, very good. So who's your target market age-wise, demographically?
You know, the first 3 months is what we kind of said we were going to use as kind of research to what we need to do following it up. This first month, you'll see a table of people from the ages of 60 to 70 sitting next to 3 21-year-olds, and they talk to each other. It's almost like a melting pot of Fort Wayne. So far, we're seeing everybody come from all over. We've been very happy seeing all age groups come in from 21 to, you know, my grandma was there and she was 94. So
that's valid. And that, with any luck, is going to continue to be your target market.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't want to just say we're a bar that caters to younger generation. We want the older generations to come in. We enjoy those conversations. And to be honest, our target area is Fort Wayne at any age. And hopefully everyone comes and checks it out at least one time. Love to have you back as many as you want, but at least check it out one time, see what happens.
That's a great philosophy. And I bet you're going to be seeing quite a few residents, and good for you. Now, as you mentioned, the building itself was built in 1924, and it's been several incarnations from Lombardo's, my generation's recollections, and the old mill lounge and Tubby's. Does any of that vibe linger on?
There's people in there that remember the old mill lounge and the old mill tavern that have come in and said, oh, I remember when this was this, and it's cool to hear the other stories of, you know, when Lombardo's was open and people would come in there on the Friday or Saturday or stop by after work. And, you know, you kind of want to continue that tradition of this bar. It was a great place. And now
it's a great place.
Yeah. You just keep the wheels rolling.
That's great. And you get to have your own little private local history education as well as collection going on.
Yeah. The older generation that have come in, to hear some of the stories, you know, stories you hadn't heard before, and they come in and they see it and it all kind of comes back to them. So it's fun to hear that.
Good for all of you.
Yep.
Now I know you've got to get back to work, Clancy. So final question. Through this entire journey, from your heart as well as your brain, what do you feel is the most important thing that you are bringing to that grand old 07 neighborhood?
You know, I'd like to think that we're bringing the whole community together in one place. It sounds kind of corny in a way, but like I said, it's cool to see one side of the neighborhood, maybe, you know, the older generation sitting next to a younger generation and having beer and a pizza and talking about whatever. And I like seeing that. You know, I bartend 4 nights out of the week and listen to other people talk, and it's very rewarding to look out and see the many conversations that are going on, the many different parts of the 07 community kind of melting together, and for an hour that they're there or reminiscing about an old building that Marcus and his mom and dad and I brought together and fixed up, and it's very rewarding. I love it.
Clancy Shank, along with his partner Marcus Spilson, are Fort Wayne natives and proud owners of 07 Pub on the city's south side. Clancy, tell Marcus we missed him.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us today, and cheers to 07.
Thank you very much for having us on.